الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله Start your day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For all praises belong to Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace and blessings be upon Nabi Pak, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and noble companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our esteemed viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. You are watching the Early Echo program, so stay tuned with Madani Channel. Enjoy this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to this fragrant hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the recitation of durood, and you make the intention to increase your durood and sending of salawat upon the most exalted and celebrated Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Man salla alayya mi'atan katab Allahu bayna aynayhi bara'atan minan nifaq wa bara'atan minan nar wa askanahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamati ma'ash shuhada. The one who recites 100 times durood upon me, that is to say, the one who sends salams and salutations 100 times upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jalla will inscribe between his eyes that he is freed from hypocrisy and freed from the hellfire, and on the day of judgment he will be resurrected amongst the martyrs. Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Ji haan, dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant him such honor and blessings which is beyond his imagination. So why should one lose out? 100 times is a blessing. The more you recite, the more better it would be for you, inshallah, azza wa jal, subhanallah. It is the early parts of the morning. Let's get together and recite this beautiful qasida composed by none other than Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Sharfuddin Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Bada pyara qasida hai. Chale, inshallah, iske do hi sher padhte hain, husool-e barkat ke liye milke padhte hain. مولا يا صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولا يا صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم صبح طیبہ میں ہوئی بٹتا ہے باڑا نور کا، صدقہ لینے نور کا آیا ہے تارا نور کا، تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا، تو ہے سب گرانا نور کا، مولا یا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، يا بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرام، مولاي صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. الحمدللہ، in the very beginning of our program we have started and commenced with this program with the recitation of قصیدہ بردہ شریف، جو پوری دنیا میں مشہور ہے، بچہ بچہ اسے پڑھتا ہے، اور یہ یقیناً حضور اکرم نور مجسم شاہ بنی آدم احمد مختار the prophet of رحمہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، یہ ان کی بارگاہ میں مقبول ہے. It is definitely accepted in the court of نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Let's recite this نعت of سیدی اعلی حضرت رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ.
چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے، چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے، چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے، میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے، میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے، مدینے کے خیتے خدا تجھ کو رکھے، مدینے کے خیتے خدا تجھ کو کے چلنا، ہر کی زمین اور قدم رکھ کے چلنا، ارے سر کا موقع ہے او جانے والے، چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے، میرے چشم عالم سے چھپ جانے والے، میرے چشم عالم سے چھپ جانے والے، چمک تجھ سے پا والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے، چمکانے والے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ وسلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. اللہ اکبر. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, you are watching the early echo program, Thumma alhamdulillah. Indeed, it is through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, we are broadcasting this program from Johannesburg city, alhamdulillah. And in today's episode, we are going to be discussing the story and the parable which is mentioned in Al-Quran with regards to Hazrat Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Azza wa Jalla sent Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam as a prophet for the guidance of the people of the city called Nainawa, which is a very vast and a very big city. The people of that area were idol worshippers, transgressors, sinners, gunahgar. In short, they had committed many, many, many crimes, dear viewers. And whenever Hazrat Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam would preach Islam to them, they would refute him and insult this Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam warned them over and again about the torment which will come from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. They knew very well that he is the messenger of Allah, and they knew that whenever he speaks the truth. He never ever spoken a lie. So therefore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it is mentioned that they then had a discussion amongst themselves that we will keep an eye on Hazrat Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. If he disappears from amongst us, it means the torment of Allah Azza wa Jal is onset. And if he is with us, then we are safe. Allahu Akbar. This Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look, the job of a Nabi is to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to guide that nation. And for every nation, for every time and for every era, Allah Azza wa Jal sent his Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam for their guidance. Likewise, approximately 124,000 messengers alayhim salatu wasalam have come in this world. These Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam came for the purpose of tabligh, of spreading Islam and conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance of those people. But instead of bringing faith and iman upon him as being Nabi and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they refuted him, insulted him, and continued sinning excessively and abundantly. When the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began to make its way to the city, whereas it is mentioned in the tafsir of the Quran that the entire city had blackened with clouds. Clouds appeared from all four sides and surrounded the city. It was a terrifying scenario, a terrifying and horrific scene, dear viewers of Madani channel. When the city became so dark and spooky and smoky, Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, before that he had left the city, people had seen him going, Allahu Akbar. And when they seen the clouds appearing, then they began to search for Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. And when they could not find him, they had realized that now they are in deep trouble. Us waqt banda phir maafi ka talabgar hota hai, tawbatillah karta hai, istighfar karta hai. Usi tarah in logon ne bhi akhir dam tak, they waited till the last moment. And when they knew that now there is no escape from this torment of Allah Azza wa Jalla, sab kuch barbaad ho hi jayega, Allahu Akbar. They began to make tawbah, they began to cry, they set out towards the jungles using old and torn clothes. And with sincerity they began to make istighfar, and they sought forgiveness for all their sins they committed. With sincerity they brought faith upon Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam as being the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they made intention never to violate any right. And because of their sincerity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then removed the torment away from them. Allahu Akbar. Azab ko hata diya gaya aur wo sare ke sare bach gaye All of them were saved due to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, when the clouds then was removed, it had disappeared and moved away from that area. And when they realized that now we are safe and nothing had happened, they went back to the city and lived there, being as obedient slaves and servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They at that time brought iman upon Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Over 100,000 or more people that were the inhabitants of the city called Nainawa. Dear viewers, look at the different trials and tribulations at times even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have to go through. Unki sabr aur istiqamat zara dekhein. And let us inshallah extract this, you know, these valuable lessons from the life of this great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam noticed that all of them had been saved. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam then said, no, these people would call me a liar. I had informed them about what is going to come onto their way if they do not repent. If they have no remorse and regret over their sins, then Allah's azab will approach them. This is what I had warned them about. And if I return to the city now, then they will call me a liar because there are no traces and no signs of any torment being hit and struck, you know, by Allah Azza wa Jal to the city. No azab had come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having said this, he left that city. And due to his anger and being upset that they would call him a liar, he goes to the river, he goes to the sea, and then he goes onto a boat. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, in a nutshell, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam then set on this boat. And here the boat goes in the midst of the sea and it's now stuck. It is stationary. There was some problem with the boat. In those days, it was the trend that only that boat would get stuck in the center and middle of the sea if that boat contains any fugitive person, any slave that has escaped. And if he's on a boat, then only the boat would stop and not move forward. So they had a raffle and they wrote all the names of the people. And when they picked up that piece of paper, it had indicated the name of Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. The raffle was done, however it was done. I use the word paper. However, dear viewers, us zamane mein jis tarah bhi kiye honge, to Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam ka naam nikla. And Allahu Akbar. Now that the name of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was out, they without any hesitation had pushed him into the water. And look at the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when they had pushed Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam into the water, Allahu Akbar, a big fish had swallowed this Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And he remained in the belly of the fish, according to many different tafasir, for several days. Some say for 40 days, some say for more than 40 days. Allahu Akbar. He remained in the dark cell of this fish, that is to say, in the belly of this fish. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And may we understand the qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jal through this parable, dear viewers. On the other hand, there are many narrations that say, before the azab of Allah Azza wa Jal that was removed, before Allah had removed his azab and punishment from the town, they began to make this invocation. They recited, Ya Hayyu Hina La Hayya Wa Ya Hayyu Yuhyil Mauta Wa Ya Hayyu La Ilaha Illa Anta. They made this dua. Repeatedly they began to seek forgiveness, and that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven them. Now, Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam is in the dark cell of this fish, in the belly of this fish. Allah Pa kept him alive for over 40 days. And he, at that time, had regret that, kash, I did not leave that place and I had to wait for the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If only I waited for Allah's order, then I would have made this decision. Then he began to recite this ayat kareema, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Allahu Akbar. He began to make the tasbih of this wazifa in the belly of the fish. And because of him reciting this ayat kareema, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla descends And Allah Azza wa Jalla caused that fish to eject him at the bank of the sea. And when this fish had ejected this great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he came out of the fish belly, he was extremely weak, kamzor the. But the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this, that Allah Azza wa Jalla then grew a tree, a grout tree, at the place where he was ejected, at the bank of the sea. Subhanallah. Abdullah Soche, dear viewers, listen to Madani channel, he stayed there and he remained there for some time till he gained his energy. And when he did gain his energy and strength, and when he recovered from his weakness, Allahu Akbar, then he went back to the town. And those people had welcomed him and then lived with peace and harmony together with Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. In one part of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla had described this as Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
فلولا كانت قرية آمنت فنفعها إيمانها إلا قوم يونس لما آمنوا كشفنا عنهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ومتعناهم إلى حين.
So if only had they been one town that believed and its faith would have benefited. Yes, the people of Yunus alayhi salam, when they accepted faith, we removed the disgraceful punishment in the lifetime of this world from them and let them enjoy for a precise time. Allah Azza wa Jalla allowed them to be here in this dunya for more time, because Allah forgiven them. Lekin iska matlab kya hai? What is the meaning of this ayah? The ulama had explained, it does not benefit the people to embrace faith once the divine torment of Allah Azza wa Jalla has commenced. Allahu Akbar. But this is the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that the people of this town or the city known as Nainawa, agar che ye inke aakhri lamhat the, lekin inhone tauba ki, tahe dil se muafi talab ki. They asked Allah Azza wa Jalla for mu'afi and forgiveness from their hearts, and Allah showered His rahmah and His blessings upon them. Sare ke sare mu'af kar diye gaye. They all were forgiven. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Wa inna Yunus lamin al-mursaleen." And indeed, Yunus alayhi salam is one of the noble prophets alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahu Akbar. Look at the wordings and how Allah Azza wa Jalla described this parable in the Holy Quran. He says, when he left towards the loaded ship, then he drew lots and he became of those who were pushed into the sea. As we mentioned, us zamane mein unki soch kya thi ki agar saath mein koi musafir aisa ho, the one who has escaped, the one who has run away, so due to him this happens to the boat, and therefore they will push that person off the ship. If they don't know who that person is exactly, they will draw lots and whoever's name come out, whichever person's name will come out from the Lord, they will push that person away. And this is how Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam ended into the water. Furthermore, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, the fish then swallowed him and he blamed himself, meaning for not waiting for Allah's command. So Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam blamed himself because when he had noticed that the torment of Allah had never struck his city, so he blamed himself at that moment for not waiting for the divine command of Allah. What does my Rabb tell me? Should I enter or should I leave that city? Before waiting for Allah's order, he decided, alayhi salam, to go and leave that place. So he then went onto the boat. So Allah Pak says, and had he not been those who glorify Allah Azza wa Jal, he would have remained in its belly till the day when all will be raised. Allahu Akbar. Allah Pak says, then we would have left him in the belly of this fish until the day of Qiyamah, till that day when everyone else will be raised. We then put him ashore on a plain, that is to say on the bank of the sea. Allah Azza wa Jalla caused the fish to eject him, and he was sick. We grew a tree of ground as a shelter above him, and we sent him as a messenger towards 100,000 people, in fact more. So they accepted faith. We therefore allowed them to enjoy life for a little while more. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of the channel, this was the parable of the Holy Quran Pak and the study of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Ek nahi, do nahi, aapko kai lessons aur aise aise pyare pyare madani phool milenge is mubarak qissa se. As we say, these are the qissas and the stories of the Quran Pak, which have so many lessons. Firstly, the ulama and the scholars have written and have mentioned that from the event of the people of Nainawa, is qissa se, is waqi'e se, we learn that when any calamity, when any musibah, when any pareshani strikes a town, at that time one should engage in tawbatillah. Jiha, tawbah kare, istighfar kare, muafi talab kare, ro karke gid giraye, apne gunahon ka izhar kare, accept and have remorse and regret over those sins. Identify those gunas and sins, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Is tarah karne se, a person will then attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One can then hope that the most merciful Allah azza wa jalla will shower his blessings and the torment will be withdrawn. Ji haan, us azab ko hata diya jayega. Aap ye ummeed rakhein. Ye nahi ki hum us city se bhaag jana shuru kar dein. Alag alag jagah dhoondi ke hum wahan jaake rahenge to wahan jaake rahenge. At the end of the day, if we are a sinner and if we had not repented, then the azab will come to us irrespective of where we hide. Maut ko jab aani hogi to wo aayegi, because Allah Azza wa Jalla has promised this in the Holy Quran Pak. Even if you have to be in your strong force, then to your death and your end, the end of your time will come. Maut will come to you irrespective of where you hide and where you live. To na ameeri dekhi jati hai, na ghareebi dekhi jati hai. نہ یہ دیکھا جاتا ہے کہ بندہ کتنا سٹرونگ ہے کتنا طاقتور ہے یہ سب چیزیں نہیں دیکھی جاتی ہے when your time is up you will leave this world irrespective of your age of your color your creed your status the angel of death will catch you and you will be answerable for this on the day of judgment تو سب سے پہلے ہمیں یہ پیارا پیارا مدنی پھول ہم نے جو حاصل کیا اس سے کہ whenever a town is struck by any calamity Make istighfar. Waise bhi istighfar rozana karna chahiye. Make abundance of istighfar and seek repentance from the Almighty for all the sins that we have committed day and night. Imagine, jab Sayyidul Ma'asumeen, meaning our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has protected him. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam cannot commit sins. Allah has sent them for guidance of mankind. Allahu Akbar, uske bawajood bhi, when the Imam of the innocent, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet he has not committed gunah and sins, but still he makes istighfar around or more than 70 times a day. Allahu Akbar. Hum to ummati hain, follower hain. Why don't we repent over the sins we commit? Why don't we read salatul tawbah before going to bed every night? Perhaps that could be yours and my last night. Furthermore, the ulama and the scholars have written from the heart trembling trials faced by Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. We learned how Allah Azza wa Jalla tests His chosen people into trial. But when these chosen people of Allah, Allah ke jo khas bande hain, Allahu Akbar, when they observe patience and do not become negligent in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Azza wa Jalla arranges means of their salvation from the unseen, which is even beyond our imagination. So they are tested. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are also tested. Aap is waqt ek minute ke liye ghor o fikr karein ki hum kin ki baat kar rahe hain. Who are we speaking about, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel? Yes, we are speaking about the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Focus for a moment. When they are also tested. Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was tested with sabr and patience when he had made istighfar in the belly of the fish. Hazrat Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam made sabr and patience. Yes, when Allah Azza wa Jalla tested him by taking away every single thing he owned, his wealth, his children, his everything. He was penniless to the extent that his people had left him. Nonetheless, dear viewers, the second or third Madani Pearl, the first was never run away from any problem, make tawbah. The second was that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are tested. So who are you and I? When they were tested And when they observed perseverance and sabr and istiqamah and steadfastness upon their tribulations and trials, so this means as ummatis and followers of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and as lovers of all the messengers alayhi salatu wasalam, we should do as they have done in their lives and be content with what Allah has bestowed upon you. What Allah has given you, make shukr upon that and do not be greedy for more, and rather always be grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, the ulama have written that just ponder over the fact that when the people of the boat threw Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam into the sea, were there any means of his survival for safety? The answer is no, there was no means of his survival in the middle of the ocean. Lekin this is the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Agar Allah chahe, agar hamara Rab chahe, to machli ke pet mein bhi kisi ko bhi zinda rakh sakta. He can keep you alive even in the belly of the fish for as long as he wishes. There was no means of his survival in the belly of the fish. Fish ke pet mein kon zinda rahega 40 din tak? Lekin agar Allah chahe to ho sakta. Our Rab is Ghafoor Rahim. He is the most merciful. Allah Azza wa Jalla is most powerful. Allah is Qadir. And He is capable to do anything. So therefore, we should learn from here that Allah has His divine plans. And subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who gives us cures for our illnesses and sicknesses. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who knows our condition. Therefore, always turn to our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla. Always, you know, be eager to learn and to please Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We thank our viewers for being with us for this morning's program. And we make dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our viewers out there. And He accept all your lawful wishes. Stay tuned, watch Madani channel, and wherever you are, stay good, be good, do good. And remember, our maqsad is I must strive to reform myself first and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Allah, Allah.